got to switch gears here and go into our artist interview that I'm very excited about. I'm joined by Elizabeth and Cassidy in the studio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so tell me, you guys, about this band that you have interviewed this week.
Okay, so this was actually a fellow DJ recommendation. We reached out to Monarch. They are a three-piece from the Bloomington area. They were super cool. It was great to talk to them and kind of get to know them before. I have never seen them before either, so it was kind of like my first time getting introduced to their music, so it was super cool.
Gotcha, I see. So what's their genre of music? What do they play?
They said like more like grungy, like hardcore stuff. They don't really have a specific like genre that they've been sticking to. They said they're kind of all over the place,
right?
But definitely more alternative, like hardcore, if that's what you're into.
Okay. Well, without further ado, here is our artist interview this week with Monarch. Enjoy.
Could I just have you guys like introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
Okay. My name is Mark Riesenberg. I play the drums.
My name is Sam McCullers and I play bass guitar.
And I'm Blaine Martin and I play guitar. And I also yell, I sing.
I see you guys. Have you guys like played in the Bloomington Normal area yet? I saw that you guys like just started coming out with stuff.
Yeah, we played. We used to play like once a year at like this outdoor festival and in Founders Grove, which is like the old part of Bloomington. It's like where Bloomington like kind of started, but then we started playing at this bar in downtown Bloomington, Night Shop, towards the end of 2022, and then we really started playing there like kind of like once every other month, and then it was like once every month, and then it was like once or like twice every month, and then we started playing at Coffee House with this other local musician. Her name's Jenny Scara, and she would host and she would have us, you know, play on the bill with her, and it was a lot of fun. And then we started doing like, you know, DIY venues, and then we just played our first show outside of Bloomington like a week ago, last week.
How was that?
It was interesting. Different scene, different people. It was really nice to see and meet new people. I think that's one of the best parts to us is meeting new people, whether they're musicians or not. It's just always fun to meet.
Yeah, where was your show outside of Bloomington Normal?
It was Urbana. It was at this DIY venue called The Powder Room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we played with a band called Ultraviolet and another band called Stanzik, Totally Cashed and Sweet Melt.
Mm.
That was real. And we have never played with any of those bands, so it was a lot of fun.
That's a really good bill. What was your favorite like venue that you guys have played so far?
Yeah, I think it, what house was that?
That's Rock Bottom.
We played at this venue called Rock Bottom, which is like this band named Mulch. It's kind of like their house, and it's a cool spot, but it was our first house show, so it's like really memorable in general. It was probably one of the best experiences with just like playing for the crowd. The crowd's energy at house shows is just so exciting because normally it's just like a lot of older people at bars and it's like harder to relate to them, but it's a lot easier to relate to the younger people.
And the crowd participation is a lot more intense at house venues. So
that's awesome. So could you like describe your musical journey for me? Like basically like what got you guys like into playing music? How did you guys come together as a band?
So in the eighth grade, I thought it'd be cool to be in a band, even though I didn't know how to sing or play guitar or anything. But he knew how to play bass, so I asked him at the end of eighth grade year, I was like, hey, do you want to start a band? And he just said, yeah. That was pretty much it. He was just like, yeah, sure, whatever, man. And nothing happened until, like, I think our friendship got really strong that summer, going into freshman year, and that would be 2019. So it wasn't until September, I think 15th, was when our first practice was when we met Mark through like some mutual friends. And then once that happened, the ball really started to get rolling and we made our first song, which is terrible and doesn't exist anymore. We don't play it live, but it was a really special moment. That was in like November of 2019. And then we played our first show in 2020. And yeah, so that's the brief history of it. As far as our sound goes and how that was made, that was a little bit interesting because he came from like playing jazz.
Yeah, when I started playing bass, I only played jazz. Eventually, it's our like genre is a combination of a lot of our interests.
Like
and...
Mark likes Cold. Like at the time, Mark was really into, our drummer was really into Coldplay, and I was really into anything that was easy because because all I could play was power chords because I just started because I bought my first guitar from him. So a lot of it's rooted in like that simplicity on my end. Yeah, and using.
But I know, like, for me, one of my favorite bassists is Fieldy from Korn, and I really want to be able to play like more stuff, and I'm always trying to use him as like an inspiration, even though like he's not a, like a lot of people kind of see him more as like not as good of a bass player. He has this very percussive bass playing style, and I think I've kind of gotten it into a couple of our songs, but yeah, I think that's been a big part for the bass lines in our song.
Awesome.
Hey, we're Monarch, and you're listening to our song Pepper Spray here on 1033 WZND's New Music Monday.
This song's called Pepper Spray, ladies and gentlemen. I said, lady, what's your name? She said, boy, you're acting insane. And I was like, whoa, okay. But she reached for that pepper spray. That's alright, I'm not looking for a fight tonight. She ran away, out of sight, claiming that she had to catch a flight. And I said, what do you think? She said, boy, stay away. And I was like, whoa, okay. She reached for pepper spray. She said, boy, just go on home. Leave me all alone. And I said, if that's gonna be the case, just go ahead and spare my face. And she said, you're such a disgrace. And then she left out of that place. And I was like, oh, whoa, okay. At least I dodged that pepper spray.
And I said, what do you say? She said, boy, stay away.
Like describe like your overall genre?
Probably like somewhere in the lines of like post grunge punk and like a hint of metal in there, a hint of metal inspiration, I think.
Because honestly, a lot of our songs could be in different genres. It's not like really one genre. Yeah, it's just honestly, we have a reggae song, we have like the most random, we have a lot of different types of songs that would fit into different categories, so it's kind of hard to just lock ourselves into one when we're like made up of a bunch of different kind of reggae.
I would say though, you know, high energy rock music, I guess you could say, to put it simply. It's not like there's a lot of, you know, we like to move around a lot on stage. We like to see the crowd move and jump and mosh, and yeah, so it's like, I don't know, it's just like high energy, not as fast as like punk or hardcore, but it's not as heavy as metal. But rock is too broad these days, or too
broad to just describe it as.
Yeah.
But I personally think the best way to describe it is just rock.
Just rock, yeah. So, yeah.
Finish the sentence for me. If you're a fan of blank, you would like Monarch.
Nirvana.
That's Nirvana. A good answer.
If you like Nirvana, you'd like Monarch.
Awesome. So, do you guys have any music coming out? I know you guys just released an album in 2023. So, are you guys working on something new, or are you just kind of writing that for a while?
We're always working on new songs. We have practices where we actually practice our songs, and then we have practices where we kind of dedicate them to writing songs. And so right now we're just working on writing songs and trying to get our quantity of songs high enough where we can make each show a different sound, so that if we play more often, people are still interested enough to come, because if you always play the same songs, you know, people are less interested.
If you guys could open for any band or musician, what would it be? Shoot for the
moon. I think we collectively, like, telepathically decided Korn.
Korn,
yeah. We love Korn. Korn's a big inspiration.
Awesome. That's great. Do you guys have any upcoming shows that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, we got one. We have a show at Meltdown on the 16th. That'll be fun. And then at the Coffee House on the 24th. And then we have one later in May. Yeah. So, yeah.
That is awesome.
Thank you so much to Monarch for being our local artist interview this week. Now, Cassidy and Elizabeth, tell me a little bit more about this experience. How was it interviewing them? They seem like such a fun bunch.
Yeah, it was so fun. I'm sad I had to cut this part, but they talked about how they got the drummer in the band. So they started in eighth grade, which I think it was like 2019 for them. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to find a drummer, and they just asked him, they were like, "Hey, do you play drums?" And he was like, "Yeah." But they were like, "Okay, perfect. We'll be at your house." No, and they basically showed up.
They were so, so funny. They were all like really close, because I think they said they've been friends since like eighth grade.
Wow. Gotcha.
And one of the guys, I think the main guy, said that he actually didn't play any instruments before he started the band.
Oh, wow.
He just kind of like flew into it. Mm-hmm.
Which
I thought was really fun. Like, they're like super cool, like super energetic and fun. Like, we actually spent so much time just like talking to them, because they had so much to say. It was awesome.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
I literally like stopped the recording, and then I was like, wait, I gotta talk to them more, because they played a show with like one of my mutual friends back home, and I was like, I have to talk to them more. They were so fun.
No, they seemed so cool, and how they were describing their style, as they're like, oh, you know, that we could do a little bit of reggae, we could do a little bit of rock. Like, that is so cool to be able to jump to different genres so easily.
Yeah, I would definitely love to see them live. Maybe we'll take a music department field trip.
Yes.
For sure. They said they were coming to the Coffee House, and that's right here in Normal.
Yeah.
So.
And they're coming to Meltdown next week.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And there was just a show there this weekend, so I feel like shows there are amazing.
Oh, it was such a good venue. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm definitely going to swing by that show if I get a chance.
Oh, for sure. I think I will too, and we might have to take the whole music department as well.
Yeah. We'll rent like a party bus.
We gotta start doing that with all our local artist interviews, just going to their shows in
a
party
bus.
I think
we should.
Yeah, we do. We gotta support our friends.
Of course we do. Well, if you guys want to hear anything more about this artist interview or see any other interviews we have done, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you can see more artist interviews there.